as the beloved mighty messenger number one speaks his heart to us, we ask our mighty hand presence to bless him, to keep the outer self so purified and so obedient that at all times the full cosmic power, the love, wisdom, and power that flows from the secret love star can flood in through and around those under this radiation and make us his mighty blessing to life wherever we abide. Beloved ones of the heart of freedom, tonight, in the great outpouring that is surging everywhere to assist the earth to be free, I draw to your attention again the necessity to demand constantly the invincible purity of your beloved mighty I Am presence and the ascended host into everything in your beings and worlds, everything you contact, into all life, everywhere, forever. And my purpose in this tonight is threefold. In the first place, that purity must come if you are to have protection, because the mighty I Am presence and the ascended host cannot and will not protect that which is destructive. In the second place, purity is the great divine love that the world needs. It's the great cosmic love from the central sun. It's that love of the sacred fire that must come in order to consume evil. The purity for which we call is immortality, and the only immortality there is. For I assure you, impurity is not immortal. Therefore, purity is the only thing that is eternal. The reason I'm calling this to your attention tonight is because the communistic forces of the world, that which we term the sinister force, the hordes of evil, have tried to make some of mankind believe there is no such thing as immortality. And because they are evil, they know that their evil is not immortal. And that's why they are trying to impose upon all life the feeling that there is no such thing as immortality. So when you call into outer world conditions and you demand the invincible ascended master purity to take the place of all evil, every plan that they have, that the hordes of evil have, to try to disturb mankind and take away from life the consciousness of its eternal perfection, the consciousness that denies immortality, is and must be consumed. Now, there's no battle from our side of life. We don't battle evil, for we are immortal and are the invincible authority of the sacred fire heart of creation that blazes the annihilation of evil. So there's no battle from our side. All battle is within the hordes of evil themselves. So those who don't want purity don't want immortality. Those who don't want purity don't want love. Those who don't want purity don't want supply. those who don't want purity don't want peace. And I just bring this eternal law of the sacred fire from the heart of creation to your remembrance, that you may dwell upon it, realize the necessity for drawing it into all outer physical conditions and commanding it to be made alive in the life and the feeling and the consciousness and the memory of the people. This remembrance of the immortality of life must come to the outer consciousness and intellectual activities of the people of the world. For there is where the hordes of evil have sought to warp mankind's reason into accepting that there is no such thing as immortality. Since they have sought to warp the mind by their brainwashing activities and hypnotic control of the feeling, where mankind is least protected, they have drawn under their destructive control millions who are simply asleep by the hypnotic suggestion of those who temporarily seem to be authority in outer world affairs, but in reality they are not. So when you demand the forced annihilation of all impurity, you are just like you're taking a shell off of the mental and emotional bodies of the people and allowing them to awaken into the sunshine of God's reality. So, in the power that you will need to hold yourselves invincible against destructive activities, whether that be lack of supply or hypnotic suggestion, many kinds, matters not. In order for you to be protected, you're going to have to demand invincible purity in and around yourselves. You're going to have to demand the sacred fire love, which is immortality and invincible protection. And you're going to have to demand the invincible miracle mind of God, which is good, harmony, constructive action in and around yourselves, in and around your business, in and around everything that is constructive, all that you want protected. Because unless these three qualities, which are in reality one, are held concentrated in and around an individual, and that individual makes continual conscious effort to hold to the constructive way of life, there is no such thing as protection, because all protection for that which is constructive has to be the focus of the sacred fire around it. And that sacred fire can only protect that which is immortal activity of life. Therefore, if you want your boundless supply of every good thing, your immortal supply of every good thing, it's got to be protected by the sacred fire. If you want invincible protection around yourselves, there must come some activity of the sacred fire to surround you. And if there be evil within, the sacred fire will either consume the evil or will not protect you. So, blessed ones, it is not wise to ridicule purity. It's not wise to sneer at it. It's not wise for mankind not to desire it and strive for it and command it manifest and command it to hold, control, and be the authority in your beings and worlds by which perfection manifests. Perfection is reality. Perfection is immortality. And you can't have perfection without purity and love and harmony. And in order for those three qualities, which I said before, are one, you must have, my dear ones, the conscious awareness that those activities of life are in reality activities of the sacred fire in yourselves and around you, and everything that is constructive must hold within itself some activity of the sacred fire. And therefore, evil forces cannot hold that sacred fire within them, for it will consume them. So when they try to impose upon mankind the hopelessness that kills every incentive for effort to attain perfection and mastery, when the hordes of evil try to destroy that by the suggestion that there is no immortality within yourselves, awaken, arise, and call with all you are and have to the heart of creation the sacred fire presence of the mighty I Am and the great central sun to flesh throughout the world the sacred fire of cosmic annihilation of all impurity. Now, when mankind demands this, mankind will have it. But mankind cannot at one moment call to God for help, and the moment help comes, turn again and gratify their evil desires. The judgment time of the ages is here. The fiat has gone forth, and evil must be compelled back into its cause to consume itself by its own pressure. And that which drives it back to itself is the sacred fire. So, blessed ones, as you were told the other night, keep charging yourselves with the invincible sacred fire protection of the repelling flame that drives from you all impurity and compels its consuming before it can touch any other part of life. Now, this thing that has been foisted upon mankind, a long while, is, I tell you, insanity. It's criminal, insane, murderous, animal consciousness. It is not the truth of existence, because the truth of the universe is the perfection of the sacred fire, which is in eternal purity, eternal love, eternal harmony, eternal authority, eternal supply, and overwhelming control of all in manifestation. Because the sacred fire can consume everything that the evil forces have created in their pretense of being the authority of life. So, blessed ones, as we are drawing from the secret love star at this time, the complete balance of love, wisdom, and power, if you will demand everything in your being and world, may the immortal purity of the secret love star demand your affairs be forever held within the immortal purity of the secret love star. The sacred fire in many manifestations can be drawn in and around you. And in those manifestations can come at any moment power unbelievable, power this world has never yet beheld. And it would be the part of wisdom to prepare yourselves and demand the cosmic power of the sacred fire in and around yourselves, that no evil force can behold. Then you'll know what was meant in that phrase, mine eyes, the eyes of God, as mankind is referred to, are too pure to behold iniquity. Because the sacred fire itself is eternal purity. And therefore it cannot see evil. It simply flashes its flame forward, and everything unlike itself ceases to manifest, ceases to be in existence. So, in the concentration of the power that we are drawing from the secret love star at this time to flood into America, it would be very well if each of you demanded that your beings and worlds be the immortal power and immortal authority of the secret love stars, love, wisdom, and power. And fundamentally, that is eternal purity. Within that is all supply. Within that is all of everything you can ever desire. And when you were given the heart command to life, the sacred fire's heart command to life, I wonder if you know what that means. If you can but realize it, that the miracle power of the sacred fire's heart command to life. It means the sacred fire from your own beloved I Am presence, the sacred fire in your own heart's flame, the sacred fire of the ascended host. At any moment can be concentrated, made visible, and all surrounding yourself, your world, or anybody or anything, wherever you call it forth. So try and ask your mighty I Am presence and us to make clear to you all that the heart command of life, the sacred fire's heart command of life, means to you in the use of power you have never yet beheld and never yet used, but which is offering itself to you now to save. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. I'm offering you a demand tonight, which I stand ready to fulfill. And if you will call for the sacred fires, heart command to life, to manifest its immortal purity here in cosmic action, you will provide the opening for the concentration of certain power of the sacred fire in and around you, not only for your protection and supply, but to be a momentum in and around you, which you can use and we can use to more quickly awaken those whom you contact. The sacred fire's heart command of life demand its invincible purity, its immortal purity, established here in and around you in cosmic action that is all authority and controls all wherever you abide. I want this in your consciousness tonight, and I shall place it there with a memory that enables you to use it constantly as you use your hands and feet, with an awareness it is here, established forever around you, and it keeps all wherever you abide invincibly pure. I want that for you, since you must move in the outer world. Then you don't take on conditions from other people that cause you distress. Thank you, precious ones. If you try to remember what the word established means, it means it's already brought into outer existence, outer manifestation, and sustained. When you acknowledge things, many times you think they remain in the invisible, but it's such a thin veil between the visible and the invisible. But if you ask for a thing to be established in your outer activities, then you become aware of it in the outer daily use of the things of this world. And you do not know, my dear ones, how thin the veil is coming between yourselves and us. Thank you, precious ones. I won't keep you long now, but I want to say one thing more. All we have to do when you have demanded this invincible purity around you, I live to it, so that it has purified you to a certain point. All we have to do is to increase the vibratory action of your brain structure just a little to let you see into our octave, or let us come to you. If you demand immortal purity in cosmic power in and around yourselves, who can say at what moment we might step through? It's all it depends on, because the door is open from our side of life. There isn't one thing keeps us from you except the vibratory action of the lower activities that, as soon as the purity is established, we can raise the vibratory action and there are no more veils between. So, blessed ones, I come to bring you this encouragement. And I think it would only take you a short time in your acknowledgement for the sacred fire's heart command, because your heart demands purity, of immortal purity established in and around you in cosmic power and authority that prevents evil everywhere. If you will try, I will do. If you will raise the vibratory action of your world by the sacred fire purity, I assure you, we can step through. Thank you so much, precious ones. And we are trying to prepare you, in case it becomes necessary, for us to come suddenly in order to be your protection. For I assure you, there are some forces in the outer world that are planning every devilish thing that the human intellect could ever concoct. And we are trying to prevent that. If you demand this purity, immortal purity established in everything in your being and world, in cosmic power and action that prevents all evil, you take the command, do the best you can. Be dynamically positive and then forget it. Just give the command. Go on, keep your world pure. And we will take that up and draw as much as is possible around you from time to time of various activities of the sacred fire that I assure you will protect and perfect and assist you and give you the power to assist others. So may you feel our enfolding mantle tonight of the sacred fire's immortal purity and its cosmic authority and power surge in and around you and take from you everything that is not its perfection, that sets you free and supplies you with every good thing forever. May you go forward, clothed in that mantle of the sacred fire's victory and cloak of invisibility that forever shuts out all evil everywhere. May our love, wisdom, and power from the secret love star concentrate in and around you its sun presence of the sacred fires of mighty control of all in your beings and worlds, that you live in it. And as you live in it, you become it. And as you become it, you expand it. And you will find it a very powerful help in time of trouble. It will repel trouble. It will protect you. And it is all powerful. May you dwell within it and go forward and be forever untouched by anything that is of distress. Thank you with all my heart. To you, beloved messenger, number one on the secret love star, thank you tonight for your love and your power of protection. Make it invincible about those under this radiation and make us victorious over all of this world, everywhere, forever. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible purity established in and around us all, in cosmic action, authority, and power, that wherever we abide, all evil ceases to be for eternity. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, the words of the benediction charge us with such power and such perfection of the purity of your eternal love that our obedience forever sets all free. And we thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty messenger number one from the secret love star, and all who poured their love to the people of Earth down through the centuries. Now may we become part of their legions, wherever we abide, draw forth the immortal purity of the sacred fire's control. And may the sacred fire's heart command to life, manifest that immortal purity wherever we abide, and its cosmic force and action and authority move into all things and put an end to all distress, everywhere, forever. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, do we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame of thou, in cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world. Let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into his distress the immortal purity and sacred fire's heart command to life, manifested everywhere, until all evil is consumed everywhere forever. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it with the one mighty stroke of the world-enfolding flame of immortal purity, blaze the sacred fire's heart command that it be established everywhere, and all unlike its perfection dissolve and consume from the universe forever. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask it flood forth all it contains in the outer use of those under this radiation, expanded in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all this not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death. And we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and all the immortal purity of that sacred fire necessary to move into our physical conditions, the annihilation of all evil, everywhere, forever. We thank thee.